Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
If the Cincinnati Bengals do what many people, many reporters are saying they want to do, which is hire Hugh Jackson, yes, that Hugh Jackson.
No.
The one who was 3-36-1 in Cleveland. The one who's been fired from two jobs previously, Oakland and Cleveland. The one who, after a 1-15 season, said, I guarantee we will not win only one game next year. And if we do, then I will take a dip in Lake Erie only to go winless and win zero games the next year. That Hugh Jackson, if the Cincinnati Bengals hire him, Rob Parker, America, you will not hear one negative word out of my mouth. In fact, I want the Cincinnati Bengals to hire Hugh Jackson because I am convinced after the way these hirings of NFL coaches are going that there is absolutely, positively no standard for hiring coaches. There's no standard. Wait, how in the world can Cliff Kingsbury have a losing record at a lower level, 35-40 at Texas Tech, three straight losing seasons, fired by his alma mater, get a head coaching job at a higher level, the NFL. Vic Fangio, 60 years old, nice defensive coordinator, did a great job in Chicago. Never been a head coach in his life on any level. 60, not 30, not 40, 60. And never been a head coach. Freddie Kitchens, never been as high as an offensive coordinator at any level except for this last half season. Half season. He proved enough to them in a half season as an offensive coordinator, and he gets the head job. And, of course, Matt LaFleur, who only went to Tennessee and made the offense worse. That's the criteria, Rob Parker, for being a head coach. In other words, there is no criteria. It's not based on wins, not based on, you know, experience as a head coach. What in the world is it based on? So that's why if Hugh Jackson is hired by the Cincinnati Bengals, I will do nothing but applaud. Because I do actually think you can coach. I thought in Oakland when he went 8-8, he got a raw deal. And I'm not saying any of these guys, Kingsbury and Kitchens, they may be good coaches. But generally, there's an expectation that there's a criteria. You have to have a resume. And now I'm saying the only thing I would hold against Hugh Jackson is his resume. But nobody held that against Kingsbury, Fangio, Kitchens, or LaFleur. So I'm not going to hold it against Hugh Jackson.
I don't want Hugh Jackson to get the Cincinnati Bengals job. I'm tired of the NFL doing the same thing over and over, which is just setting up black coaches to fail. And, Chris, this is what we got to get
That's
rid of.
That's not a terrible job. Do you think it's a terrible job?
Can I just give you, like, the coaches who got fired? The black coaches who got fired. Okay?
All five of them.
All bad teams. Nobody's given a black coach access to, like, the Packers or some other good team with a good quarterback. Here are the five guys got fired. Arizona, historically bad. Okay? The
Rookie
Bengals.
Quarterback.
Yes. They haven't won a playoff game in 25 years.
Mediocre
okay?
quarterback.
Okay. The Browns. They had won one game in the last couple years.
Rookie quarterback.
All right? The Jets. Same thing. They haven't won a Super Bowl since 1969.
Rookie
blah, blah, blah,
quarterback.
Blah. And Denver. So when they do hire black coaches, Chris, you know what the problem is? It's always the bad team where you almost have no chance at winning or turning it
Tomlin
around.
Tomlin was, and this is, has been one that was got a good job,
right? And this, but this is what this is normally.
Anthony Lynn, that San Diego Chargers, you got a quarterback, but that team was struggling before
right,
he got
before
there.
Before he got there, but normally this is. But the Chargers again, have they ever won anything?
No.
This is what I'm saying is, and the only guy who's ever got an opportunity was Jim Caldwell, who went after Tony Dungy won a Super Bowl and decided to retire. They turned the team over to him, and at one point, remember they went 14-0 or something?
Yeah.
Okay, so
14-2, I believe.
But I mean, they were 14-0, and then he set the starters, and I think they lost the last two games. If I remember correctly.
And he did a good job. I mean, Detroit was what, 9-7?
He went to the playoffs twice with Detroit.
Two and three times, and now you got Matt Patricia.
And this is what I'm trying to tell you.
Who's late? I hadn't even thought about that. Late for meetings.
Right.
The head coach
is late for the team meeting.
This is not an overstatement. Tell me, Rob G, Iowa Sam, if it is. That's like us being late for our show.
Right. We're showing up at 4:15.
Yeah. Just, you know, Eli, just take it till we, you know, till we show up at 4:15 for the show. Come on. Play something from yesterday. What'd you say?
You said, what'd you say?
That's the equivalent. We'll just play something from yesterday until
you
show up.
Right, right. That would be it.
Play something from yesterday until we get there.
Right. We'll get there when we get there. Don't you know who we are? We were on TV this morning. We'll get here when we get here.
And my hat's on backwards to boot.
Exactly. No, but Chris, do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
I got a problem with the league. This is why when Black Monday turns into Black Monday, because
Black Monday.
Because the black coaches keep getting the worst teams. They didn't look at a brother and say, hey, the Packers or some other job. It's always the worst. And I get it. Most of the times the jobs that are open are bad teams. But it seems like the black coaches normally get the worst teams that you can't turn around. Nobody can turn around. So they hire a black guy for a couple of years. They got a young quarterback, bad quarterback, whatever. They can't. They fire him. And then all of a sudden, they're spending money on free agency. They go get a quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, now they go, Jim Caldwell, thanks very much, but we don't need you. That's exactly what they did
to him.
What they did to him.
You went to the playoffs two out of three years in Detroit, which doesn't make the playoffs generally. And you still got fired for what you have now? I mean, come on. That's all I'm saying. And I want Hugh to get it because I think Hugh might do a good job.
I'm not overstating this with these teams.
No.
These are all-time bad teams. They are.
Yeah.
And those are the guys. All I'm saying is I'm still waiting. I don't know.
You got two black coaches in a league with 32 teams,
right.
That's 70% black. The players are 70% black.
It would be like the National Hockey League having 70% of the coaches be black and 95% of the players being white. It would be unheard of in any other industry. It would not even make
any
sense.
Especially in an industry where a lot of times the coaches come from plain backgrounds. If not in the NFL, then in college.
And then the thing that's even crazier is most of the guys, a lot of the coaches, never even played. They never even played in the league. Never even played. So then you got this situation where you go, Bill Belichick never played in the NFL. You could go down the list. It's a ton of them, of the coaches, who get these opportunities. And guys who actually played in the league, who've done everything they could to get a job and coach and be an assistant. You know what I mean? And all those things, scout, whatever it is.
Right.
To get an opportunity. So all I'm saying is, no, I don't want to see the Bengals hire Hugh Jackson, another bad situation, just so that he could get fired in a year or two. I don't.
Him get a chance. Another chance. I mean, heck, it's progress if we got black retreads.
Yeah, but
we don't have black. That's what I'm saying. So we can make Hugh a retread.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Last hour, Rob, we were just talking about how I don't understand what the criteria is for hiring head coaches in the NFL anymore.
I do.
What is it?
It's the old boy network.
It's the old boy network.
It's still in place.
They bring in some new young boys, but it's the same
old
thing.
It's the same guy.
Adam Gase was just hired, as Deb Carson just reported, by the New York Jets as their head coach. And Adam Gase was 6-10 2 years ago, 7-9 this year, in the same division as the New York Jets.
He didn't get it done. He's
supposed to resurrect Ryan Tannehill. Didn't do any of that.
But this is my thing. He just got fired, and he got rewarded by getting a bigger job in New York. And I know the Jets haven't won, Jack. I got that.
Miami hadn't won Jack in a long time.
No,
either.
Since Don Shula was coaching.
Don Shula not walking through that door.
But I don't get it. I don't get it. And it just tells you, too, that if you're Mike McCarthy and you're still running a 2005 offense and you're a little too many steak and potatoes and you got a little older look to you, they're not interested in you. They're not interested.
Well, certainly. I mean, Vic Fangio got the job. He's older. He's 60.
There's only two jobs open now.
Yeah. McCarthy, though, look, I don't understand why everybody thought. Now, maybe he still will get a job, but Mike McCarthy, our complaint was your offense is too simplistic. Your offense is not innovative enough. Your offense is behind the times. You had arguably the greatest quarterback in the league, and you didn't do anything with him. So why would a team run to hire him? Although, with the way some of these hires are going, maybe I should be surprised he didn't get hired. I'm just saying, and it just proves my point that I made last hour, that this is ridiculous. There are no standards for hiring these head coaches. It's just whatever whim this particular owner wants to go on. And that's why I'm going to be fine if Cincinnati hires Hugh Jackson. I'm going to be just fine.
I'm not. I don't want Hugh to take that job. I don't, because at this point
they'll give him security, though. You saw how patient they were with Marvin Lewis.
Yeah, but it's not.
He had that in Cleveland, obviously, but you just didn't have players. But he didn't get any patience in Oakland. So in Cincinnati, maybe he'll get a real shot. Got to get some players.
That's why I couldn't be a doctor, because I don't have any patience.
That's one of your better ones. That's actually one.
Sam, are you sleeping over there? What are you doing?
He doesn't. The last thing Sam's expecting is for you to say something funny. So don't get on Sam because he wasn't ready for that.
He wasn't ready
for
that.
We all were shocked. All right, we're going to get back to that. And I know a lot of you want to weigh in. The phone lines are lit up. We will get back to this topic of the NFL coaches next hour. So stay tuned. You will get a chance to weigh in. But first, we want to go to the NBA and talk about Kevin Durant versus Walt Frazier.
and we want to say this before you just laugh at Walt Clyde Frazier and the clothes and all the other stuff and his vocabulary on the broadcast for the Knicks games.
Yeah.
He is one of the 50 greatest players who ever played.
Legitimately.
Frazier was a star, a superstar.
Yes.
And he, Chris, that role that he played, him and Joe Namath back in the 70s when they got on the fur coats and driving the Rolls Royces, and they were like big-time New York stars. So don't diss him like he's some nobody or whatever. He is one of the stars of the NBA.
No.
Period.
No question.
Period.
He won two rings?
Yes, two rings with the Knicks.
And when we always see, the historic, iconic tape of Willis Reed limping out for that game seven in the finals. The star of that game was Walt Frazier. He had 38 points, 19 assists.
He was unbelievable.
And a bunch of steals, too.
I want the millennials who don't know who he
is. Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted about him and act like he's a nobody.
Right.
He's a bona fide top 50 player of all time. He's a great player.
Well said. To that point, obviously the New York Knicks want to get Kevin Durant. Their GM, Scott Perry, worked with Kevin Durant in Seattle when Durant was drafted. His agent is based in New York, and a lot of people think he wants Durant in New York. Durant, he may leave Golden State, and New York is certainly going to be on the list. But here's what Walt Frazier said last summer, and with the Knicks playing Golden State last night, and not surprisingly getting blasted, Kevin Durant putting up 24 points.
They beat the Lakers.
Here's what Walt Frazier said. It came up. It became a story. So this is from last summer, Walt Frazier.
Durant, I mean, as great a player he is, I would still hold back because, man, he joined a team that really didn't need him. You know what I mean? I mean, he's right there with LeBron. Probably will surpass LeBron as the best player in the game soon. But for him doing that, I still don't give him the full credit that he probably would have deserved if he stayed with OKC and won a title with that team. There will be an asterisk by his name.
And Walt Frazier said he was flabbergasted by the pushback he got, you know, from the whole comment about Durant. But I'd say, Chris,
I'm flabbergasted that he was flabbergasted.
I'm flabbergasted at the clothes he's still wearing in 2019. Seriously.
But, you know, to quickly, guys get caught in errors. But you know, a lot of dudes from that era. Have you seen World Be Free ever at a game?
He's still wearing
the same. He's caught in that era. Calvin Murphy.
But that's because
caught in that era. Allen Iverson better be careful. I mean, this stuff isn't quite as baggy as it used to be.
Right.
But he could get caught in an era too. So you got to stay current.
But the clothes that Clyde are wearing, those stores closed down 25 years ago. I mean, at some point you got to start doing some more shopping.
I don't know if this is true, Rob, but I was told that what Clyde does is he'll go to like a, you know how you go to
a pawn place or something?
Cloth places that sell cloth, what do they call them? You know, where like if you want
couches or
if you want to reupholster
and
ask
him,
a couch
like
or something,
crazy,
and he'll get the material
and then they'll make
and
him
then
some crazy.
Have his tailor make him a suit with
no,
it.
No, I believe it because it's a part of his persona on television in New York, and he does a great job with the Knicks. He's done it for a long time, like over 30 some odd years.
He's become somewhat iconic.
Yeah, no,
even off the court.
And the funny thing is, look at the difference between him. And I know Bruce Bowen wasn't some big star with the Clippers, but it cost Bruce Bowen his job talking about Kawhi Leonard. And then Walt Clyde Frazier says this about Durant, which would be like, you're scaring him away, you know what I mean? And they would never, like you can't fire Walt Clyde Frazier.
No, it's to your point earlier. Right. I mean, he was one of the 50 greatest players ever, led them to their only two championships. And, Bruce Bowen didn't even play for the Clippers.
Right, right.
So, but anyway, here's what we're wondering. I mean, Rob, do you think Durant needs to leave Golden State and win it somewhere else? Is it New York to kind of get that? And what Clyde meant, we're not talking about a literal asterisk.
No,
but what he's saying is on a lot of people's mind. I would say it this way. It's not getting rid of the asterisk. It's getting rid of the yeah, but.
No, I agree.
Because that's what, you know,
that's
yeah,
right.
But.
I don't think Clyde is off base at all. I think a lot of people think that. And the only way, to me, for Durant to really, like, build his legacy is – and it's not that, like, he lets his wagon on and he wasn't big in the finals and MVP. We get all that.
He's huge.
So he did all that. But if he can go somewhere else, lead a team – or even, I don't know, you go back to OKC and win a champ. Like LeBron went back to Cleveland. You go back to OKC and win a championship.
Thing is, now they have Paul George.
But still,
and, you know.
But still, I'm just saying, like, if you were to go somewhere else and win a championship.
He could go to the Clippers. It doesn't have to be New York.
Now, if you go to New York and do it, only because they haven't won since 1973, it would put you on a plateau that nobody else is on. It would be like, wow. This team that hadn't done jack in all these years, he comes along with another player.
How high
and they
would
win.
It put him?
I think depending if they win,
he can't be Jordan. So let's
stop
that.
Not Jordan, not Jordan. But if he say they win three or four in a row,
the Knicks?
No. I'm saying the Warriors.
Okay.
Say he leaves.
Okay.
He leaves
after
Golden State
three straight
or after four straight.
Okay.
Say he decides to stay for the first year of the new stadium or new
and
arena,
they win it.
And they win. They win four in a row. He's on par with nobody, right? As far as in a row.
I think that would remove a lot of the yeah, but because he won four straight because nobody else has done
that.
Right,
but it's still with that team.
But yeah, there's still a little tinge of that there.
And then he goes to, say, the Knicks. And they win a championship in one, you know, 3-4 years down the road. And he's the main guy. It would be huge. I think people would look at him totally different.
Here's the thing, and Walt brought this up, Clyde Frazier. About, if he goes to the Knicks and wins it there, he'll be, you know, up there with Michael Jordan and LeBron James. Here's the problem. It's the Knicks. What in the world? The Knicks, how many games have they won? 11? Something like that?
They beat the Lakers Friday night in
who
LA.
In the world? They got 10 wins. I overestimated.
They
10
beat the Lakers Friday night
who's
in LA.
Who's going to the Knicks and leading them to the championship? Kevin Durant is outstanding. Kevin Durant is phenomenal. But he ain't going to the Knicks.
The Knicks have a star. He's hurt.
They got Kristaps. He's always hurt, though. That's the problem.
He's hurt now.
Can he play a full season? I want to. If I'm Kevin Durant, I love KP Porzingis.
No, you don't. You're ripping him.
No, he's always hurt. I want to see you on the court. I don't want to see you in the hospital bed.
Are you blaming him? But people get hurt, Chris. They don't.
But all the time?
There's 100 hospitals around here. People get sick. People get hurt.
Kristaps Porzingis gets hurt too much.
My car's in the hospital.
I'm not sure that Kristaps Porzingis can be my wingman because he gets hurt too much. Look, he played 72 games his rookie year.
That doesn't sound like he's all hurt.
He played 66 his second year. All right, it's going down. He played 48 last year, and he's not going to play that many this year.
All right, let's see if he could get healthy.
So I want to. If I'm Kevin Durant, I'm doing what you said. I sit in Golden State for my fourth year, win my fourth straight ring, and watch and see if Porzingis can get healthy. And do they get a Kyrie Irving?
But
do
if
they get a Jimmy Butler? You need somebody else.
I got it. But if he's healthy, say he comes back and you see Porzingis is healthy.
Okay.
You win your four, and then there's a chance of getting somebody else. Say that Kyrie stays in Boston, but he has an opt-out after his second year or something.
Well,
I'm just saying, like.
Yeah, or Jimmy. It could be Jimmy Butler.
I'm just giving you a scenario.
Some other really good player.
I'm giving you a scenario.
Right. Some other really good player.
Durant says, well, I mean, Porzingis is okay. He's been healthy, playing well. This guy is available. You know, Jimmy Butler can come to New York because he was on the Knicks were on his list, right?
Yeah.
And then Durant. And then you go, now let's look at the East. Let's see where it is. Kyrie left. I mean, a Kawhi left. You know what I mean? And you start to size it all up.
LeBron's gone. I'll give you, this is what I'll say to you, Rob, because again, I think he could go to the Clippers and lead them to a championship, and that would remove the but. But of all the places, like, what would remove it more than anything? What would be the best for his legacy? If he's going to lead another team to a championship, you are absolutely right. If he led the Knicks to a championship, that would be the best thing for his legacy. There's no – that would be bigger than LeBron leading the Lakers to a championship. The Lakers always win. Him leading the Knicks, who haven't won it since 1973 and haven't been good in ages.
Right.
Oh, that'd be huge. But that's a tall order, man.
There's no doubt. I mean,
that's a tall order.
But if you're going to take that leap after you've won three or four in a row, it's worth the gamble because –
especially if you win four.
It's the payoff, right? You're not going to.
You're a made man if you win four.
Because if you don't win in New York, everybody goes, nobody was able to win in New York. Right. They're not going to totally blame it on him.
I agree.
So you don't lose.
You win four. Three. Look, he's already a made man. He's got two. He wins three. If he won four straight, we talked about it. LeBron, Magic, Kareem, Oscar, none of them did it. Wilt.
Michael.
Bill Russell. Michael. Bill Russell's the only one.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Damn, son!
The current temperature is...
The Odd Couple are making it hot in here.
Damn hot!
Time to sit your butt down in...
Real hot. The crotch pot cooking.
The hot seat.
Yes, sir, it is the hot seat on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, a segment where Chris and Rob invite one of their Fox Sports brethren to defend three of their hottest takes against the Odd Couple. Today's contestant, our Fox Sports Radio teammate, David Gascon. David, say what's up to the guys.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Dave, we love you, man. Take this personal.
Oh, it's definitely won't. This is going to be as easy as one could be, especially with your Dak Prescott hot takes so far.
Are you all right with third-degree burns? Did that work for you?
Oh, it's all good, man. Born and raised in Southern California.
I think your vegan diet will help you heal faster. So.
And, you know, we're not burning real chicken. It's that fake chicken. Okay.
Jackfruit, baby. That's how we do it.
All right, gentlemen, back to your corners. Let's get it started right here with topic number one. David Gascon says that the door for Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers is officially closed. Dave, you got 30 seconds. Make your case.
Well, the first things first with the Green Bay Packers, they have no identity. They haven't had an identity since they actually won the Super Bowl. Ranked 13th in offense this year, 18th in defense. You don't know where their points are coming from. In fact, I mean, they ranked 14th in points per game and 25th in points against. And you look at the body of work over the last 6 to 7 years. Aaron Rodgers, for all intents and purposes, hasn't been on the field for the majority of the time. So you look at where he's at right now, 35 years of age. He turns 36 next December. Packers have no identity Aaron Rodgers, he's not on the come. He's not a guy on the rise in the NFC. He's got to go to win another Super Bowl, and it's not in Green Bay.
Gascon, as I often say to Rob Parker, stop it! Their identity is Aaron Rodgers. And I'm telling you, when you have a franchise quarterback like that, the door is never closed until he's old and ready to retire. Exhibit A, Drew Brees. 7-9 for three straight years. We thought the door was closed.
Preach.
But it's Drew Brees there, so it's never closed. Exhibit B, Phillip Rivers. They didn't make the playoffs for what, like 8 years in the last nine or something like that? But you got Phillip Rivers. You're straightening it out around him. Door's not closed.
See, Chris, I think that's cute because you brought up some certain teams and certain players, but you're not looking at what they have around them. They have a supporting cast. Green Bay doesn't attract free agents. That's one concern. Number two is they don't draft well. In fact, when they do draft well, what do? They don't retain their talent. So that's another issue for Packers fans and obviously Aaron Rodgers. If you're going to win in your late 30s, like a Drew Brees has done, like a Phillip Rivers has done, you need to have complementary pieces. Aaron Rodgers doesn't have that. The division is not Green Bay. It's either Chicago's or Minnesota.
Gascon, come on, Dave. What are you talking about? They pulled in one of the biggest free agents ever. His name was Reggie White. Do you remember they won a Super Bowl with him? You're telling me that Aaron Rodgers can't beat a division with the Lions, Bears, and Vikings? Oh, yeah, the Bears are so good they couldn't win a playoff game at home with the best defense in the league. And Aaron Rodgers sat for 4 years, so he's not really 34. He's 29 in NFL years. He's not old. He is that 20. He's there.
Rob, you smell that?
What's that?
That's Gascon's britches burning. That's what that is.
When Reggie White was in Green Bay, hey, Rob Parker was 30 years old.
Stop it. Come on, Rob. He got toasted.
Now, it was close until Rob said that he was 34. You take away four, and he's 29. By default, round one goes to Gascon.
Yeah.
All right.
That was poetic license.
No
That's
way.
That was for emphasis.
What? Gascon won that round?
Round number two. David Gascon says that Freddie Kitchens, Baker Mayfield, and the Cleveland Browns are going to be the only team that can challenge the Colts and the Chiefs for AFC supremacy in the future. Gascon, you got 30 seconds. Tell us why.
Yeah, we look at the last 12, 15 years. What do we got? We got Manning and Brady going back and forth with an outlier of Ben Roethlisberger. That's exactly what we're going to have now with Andrew Luck, Patrick Mahomes. You insert Baker Mayfield, and what has he done in Cleveland? Yeah, he's a little cocky, might be a little bit arrogant. But he got onto the field and they won football games with Freddie Kitchens as his coach. Keep in mind, our offensive coordinator, 5-3 record as his guy. His numbers went up as soon as Hugh Jackson was out, and he competed in a tough AFC North division. So keep in mind, fellas, not a lot of playing time gets
stop
in. He makes
it,
the damage.
Stop it, David Gascon, with a tough NFC North. They got nothing but bum teams there. He didn't beat anybody with a winning record except for Baltimore early in the season. Yes, did he put up a lot of numbers against a bad Cincinnati team that gave up 500 yards three straight weeks in a row and got their defensive coordinator fired? You're kidding yourself. No coach even wanted to go to Cleveland with Baker Mayfield. So stop it. Cleveland is going nowhere until they start beating good teams.
Rookie quarterback. Quarterback rating in the red zone of 116.5. When Kitchens was there, 19 touchdowns, 8 INTs. And it's not just Baker Mayfield either. He's got talent to run him around. He's got a complimentary running back in Nick Chubb. He's also got weapons on the outside, David Njoku, Jarvis Landry, Antonio Callaway. Oh, and by the way, he's got a pretty decent defense that can get after the quarterback. Pittsburgh's a mess, Baltimore's a mess, and of course Cincinnati, you don't know what you're going to get from them. That's the division that Cleveland can take, and obviously that'll lead them in the AFC.
Look, I'm actually with you on the Browns. I think they are going to be a good team going forward, but I'm not ready to write off Pittsburgh because they still got a lot of talent, and that's just a great football program. For all of their issues, I think they can get them straightened out, and I'm certainly not ready to write off Houston with Deshaun Watson. And then beyond that, this is the NFL, Gascon. I mean, Jacksonville almost got to the Super Bowl last year out of nowhere. That happens all of the time in the NFL. Teams come out of nowhere from worst to first, so you can't rule out everybody else.
Last round, Rob Parker let his team down. And he totally redeemed himself. Yeah! Round two goes to the Odd Couple.
Right. Should have won the first two.
That's right.
It should be 2-0.
It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, the hot seat with David Gascon. Last but not least, this topic is kind of interesting because David Gascon, talking to two guys who are living in L.A., says that Mexican food is in California is better than the Italian food you get in Chicago and New York. Two guys who spend a lot of time in New York, Chris and Rob. Dave, you got 30 seconds. Make your case.
All right, you absolute homers. Here's the deal here. You know about real estate, right? Location, location, location. Here in Southern California, you could find Mexican food all over the place at all times of the day. That's the best part about it. Italian food in Chicago, New York, not so much. All about availability, and you get that with Mexican food. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, poning me up. I don't need 30 seconds for this one. You guys can sit back.
Hold on. First of all, there's plenty of Italian food to be found in New York, okay? I haven't tried the Mexican food out here in L.A. yet, but that tells you something. It's not that good. I want the Italian food in New York. You can't beat it. There's a pizza shop, real pizza on every corner. No way you can beat that.
Let me tell you something about this, Chris. Since you don't eat Mexican food out here, I can actually have it for breakfast. Breakfast burritos. I can have carne asada burritos. I can have tacos. I can carry that over to lunch. I can definitely carry it over to dinner. And then most importantly, since you live in Southern California, you know you can have it for drunk food. You cannot eat Italian food for drunk food at
pizza?
All.
Pizza?
And plus, you
got to
prepare for it, too.
Is that pizza's not Italian?
Well, that's one thing. That's one item.
And
one
you're a
of
vegan.
Many. You got a limited profile, my friend.
And you're a vegan. Are you eating Mexican? You got to stop eating Mexican food. You're a vegan.
And just because you would like to use the dollar menu from Taco Bell doesn't mean you're eating California Mexican food. So you need to get off of that. And you know what we're saying? You go to Little Italy in New York, and they'll tell you, forget about it. It's nothing but good food. Pastas and spaghetti and meatballs and all of the good stuff. In New York,
lasagna.
There's Italian restaurants everywhere. And Chris is right. The pizza is second to none. That's Italian food. You're drunk? I want a slice.
You guys are giving me one item. That's it.
All right.
No, we gave you lasagna, meatballs, spaghetti,
pasta,
fettuccine.
Last round. Gentlemen, I've been to New York. I've been here in L.A. I've eaten Italian in New York, eaten Mexican in L.A. I've got to tell you something. When I went to the Italian restaurant in New York.
Oh, look at this. Look.
The cook was Mexican. Score that one for David Gascon and
no
the win.
Way. Hold on. Full disclosure. What's your ethnicity, Rob G?
I am Mexican.
All right. Thank you.
This is a fix.
This was fixed. This was like some of those NFL coaching hires. We
That's
didn't stand
right.
a chance.
You know what? The two black guys came in and we didn't get the job. Thanks, Mr.
All
Gascon.
All right, Gascon. Great job, man. Yep. We'll have to bring you back. When the wounds heal up,
yes.
come back for a second shot.
Pleasure, fellas. Thank you.
All right, bud.